Now, when Schwartz had heard that Hans had stolen the holy water, he determined to manage matters better. So he took some of Gluck's money and went to a bad priest who gave him some holy water very readily for it. Then Schwartz was sure it was all quite all right. He got up early in the morning before the sun rose, took some bread and wine in a basket, put his holy water in a flask, and set off for the mountains. Like his brother, he was much surprised at the sight of the glacier and had great difficulty in crossing it, even after leaving his basket behind him. The day was cloudless, but not bright. There was a heavy purple haze hanging over the sky, and the hills looked gloomy. And as Schwartz climbed the steep rock path, the thirst came upon him, as it had upon his brother, until he lifted his flask to his lips to drink. Then he saw the fair child lying near him on the rocks, and it cried to him and moaned for water.
"Water indeed,"
said Schwartz.
"I haven't had enough for myself,"
and passed on. As he went, he thought the sunbeams grew more dim, and he saw a low bank of black clouds rising out of the west. When he had climbed for another hour, the thirst overcame him again, and he would have drunk. Then he saw the old man lying on the path and moaning for water.
"Water indeed,"
said Schwartz.
"I haven't half enough for myself."
And on he went. Then again the light seemed to fade from before his eyes, and he looked up, and behold, a mist had come over the sun. The bank of black cloud, too, had risen very high, and its edges were tossing and tumbling like the waves of the angry sea, and they cast long shadows which flickered over Schwartz's path.